Time now for It's the Law, our weekly look at legal issues in Switzerland. Stephanie Fold from BCCC Attorneys at Law joins me now. And today we're discussing termination of the employment relationship. So, Stephanie, what regulations rule the end of employment and where can I find the appropriate information?
Hello, Alex. Well, the appropriate information is usually set in the employment agreement. Should it not, then you will have to look at the Code of Obligations, which is the general law and provisions for terminating an employment relationship. Or you can still have the collective contract of employment, which are either national or cantonal, who rule these problematics.
So what do I do or what do I have to watch out for before proceeding to a termination?
Always be careful. Look at the employment agreement. Look at the duration of the employment agreement. Try to define if it's indefinite or for a defined period. If it's a fixed term contract, it will end at the agreed period. If it's an unlimited contract, you will have to respect the so-called notice period.
Okay. Do any principles apply to the termination of an employment relationship?
The principles are the following. It's got to be an equal period of time for the employer and for the worker. There are usually two types of terminations. One is the ordinary dismissal where you respect the notice period and there's no special cause. Or if you have a special cause, then you can terminate the employment relationship just immediately without respecting the notice period.
Okay, so it is possible to terminate without respecting a notice period.
Well, it is possible in as much as you've got a justified cause or a valid cause. And the federal court says very clearly it's when the basic trust and confidence between the parties has disappeared. Then there's one more reason is when the employer becomes insolvent, then you can also, as an employee, terminate without respecting the notice period.
Okay.
You're just going to be aware that it's very restrictively accepted by the courts.
I see. Okay. So what rule applies during the trial period?
Well, during trial, it's the same principles. If you've got a valid cause immediately, if you haven't, you have to respect the 7 days notice period.
Okay. All right. Now, this seems pretty clear, but complicated. What can go wrong?
Well, what can go wrong is usually the employee who is terminated is turned out and say, oh, this is a so-called abusive termination. Or he'll say, well, I was ill when I'm in a protected period. So that are the main issues.
Okay. So how do you define abusive termination?
Abusive termination is anything which is in relation with the personality of the employee. It is due to his personality that the employer terminates him, or because he is exercising a constitutional right. For example, he wants to go and vote and the employer says, no, I'm terminating you. Or because he's frustrating claims of the employee. Or because he's performing, for example, a compulsory Swiss obligation. And he said, well, I don't want to have him away during that period. I'll just terminate him.
Military service.
Exactly, like military service.
Okay, now what is protected period? What does that mean?
A protected period is actually, generally speaking, a period where the employee cannot be terminated. Typically, it is while the employee is performing an obligation like Swiss military service, or because he's on sick leave, or because he's on maternity leave, or she's on maternity leave.
Okay, so what is the consequence for an employer who abusively terminates or who terminates in a protected period?
Well, if he abusively terminates, then the court can condemn him to a wage payment of 6 months' salary. If the immediate termination is considered not being based on justified cause, then the relationship will be calculated as if it had terminated ordinary. The amount will be paid in consequence. And if it's done in a proper time, then it will be considered absolutely void.
Okay, now we went over all this pretty quickly, but what else should we know? Any recommendations that you have, simple things for people out there listening?
Well, very simple things. Always look at the employment agreement to see what the rights are, either from the employer or the obligations from both parties. Make sure that the notice period is respected. Examine if any other benefits have to be paid as bonus payment or severance payments because it's provided in the employment agreement, and get legal advice to look at it before you do any act.
Okay, thank you, Stephanie.
You're welcome, Alex.
That's our segment, It's the Law, for this week with Stephanie Fold from BCCC Attorneys at Law. You can hear that segment and previous segments at our website, worldradio.ch. And if you have any legal questions, you can send them to studio@worldradio.ch.